You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we talk about ways that we can work together to more effectively minister, and we get to speak with a lot of interesting people. And so today we have with us Joel Franks. He and his wife Melanie have launched a church near Huntsville, Alabama, but they're actually in Athens, Alabama. So, Joel, it's so good to have you here with us today.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
So you were a pastor in Kentucky before you all went off to Alabama, is
that? Yes, sir. I pastored at the First Free Will Baptist Church in Glasgow for almost 18 years.
Oh, wow. So you spent 18 years as a pastor. What led you to head off and try to start, launch a new church?
It had been several years of praying and thinking about starting a new work, and I just felt God impressing me as I would go and take mission trips to different places that this was an avenue that really I needed to approach myself. Mm-hmm. And then as I began to pray with my youth minister about it, he and I both felt God drawing us to go and start something new. We weren't really sure where. We kind of thought we were going to go out west, and then God just began to open doors for us to go to Athens. And It's obvious that that's where he wants us to be because things have worked out wonderfully there. So
how did you guys end up in Athens?
Well, as BJ and I were praying, and BJ Eaton is my associate pastor.
Oh, okay.
He was my youth pastor in Kentucky. Uh-huh. He worked for the Kentucky State Police.
Oh, wow.
And then he worked part-time at the church. Uh-huh. And so one day he and I were going to lunch, and I told him what was in my heart about planting a church, and I told him I felt like it was time for me to step out and do that. And it also coincided with the time that he was about to retire from the Kentucky State Police with his 20 years. And so as we talked about it that day, he said the same thing. He felt that God was leading him to go and minister somewhere, but he didn't know where or what. And mm-hmm. and so as we talked about it, he said, I agree. You know, if God opens the door, we'll do that. The next day, I got a text message from somebody on the Alabama Mission Board that asked if I would be interested in perhaps planting a new church in Alabama. And kind of looked like an open door to us.
So that's right.
We began to talk with him about it, and that's just where God led us to go.
Wow. So tell us, why Athens?
As we went on our weekend trip to Alabama, we had seven different areas that we drove around to look at. Mm-hmm. Athens was the first town that you come into when you come to Alabama.
Oh.
And as we were thinking about the different cities in Alabama, Huntsville is growing the most rapidly. Mm-hmm. And essentially, Athens is a bedroom community for Huntsville.
Okay.
Most of the people drive to Huntsville to work. And then as we went to Athens and drove around through the city, we saw there was so much new building going on, mm-hmm. new neighborhoods going up. We looked online at Google Earth, and you look back 10 years and places that were big cotton fields now had hundreds of houses. Wow. And so we felt like that was just an area that needed a Free Will Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. Because there were so many new people moving in, as we went around to the other places that we had thought about, we had actually thought about moving maybe to Chelsea outside of Birmingham. It's another rapidly growing area. But as we drove around the big neighborhood, and we thought, man, this place could use a new church. And
yes.
We rounded the curve, and there was a church that would seat maybe 3,000 people sitting there. So it looks like they already got one here. So, but anyway, we went back to Athens on our way out of the state, going uh-huh. back to Kentucky, and we stopped again, and we drove around town and got out and started talking to some people, and everybody was just excited about the thought of a new church coming to town.
Oh, wow, okay.
So we went to a city park where there were a bunch of people kids playing and parents walking with their children, and we talked with some of those folks, and then we just had a time of prayer and really felt like God had placed a burden in our heart for that town. And now then, since we have moved there, Limestone County is the fastest growing county in Alabama now.
Oh, wow.
And there is a Toyota Mazda plant being built. They're to be interviewing 40,000 people next couple of years, and they're adding 4,000 new jobs. Another factory is moving into our city to support that work there, and so there'll be hundreds, if not thousands, of new jobs added in our community, which is going to bring a boom in population. And you can see that already. The neighborhood where BJ and Joanne live, which is right close to the church, they built their house a little over a year and a half ago. And I guess almost 2 years ago, and there was maybe four or five homes in the neighborhood, and now then the neighborhood's full. There's 50 some odd homes in that neighborhood, and several of those families are coming to Cultivate Church now.
So there you go.
We're able to catch these folks as they're moving in because they don't have a home church, they don't have they don't have family there, and so we're able to tell them about Jesus and become their family. And really, that's what the church has become over the over these few months that we've been together. So.
It's a family. So Cultivate Church is a home that people can come to. Tell us more about the church. It launched in January.
Yes, sir. Our launch day was January the 27th of this year. So we're still just a few months old, but God has blessed us with a good group of folks to come in and we're making a difference in our community already. Sunday we had a Thanksgiving dinner. Sunday evening. And I was just so excited. Last year we did a community Thanksgiving outreach as we were kind of pre-launch, and I think we had six people from it was my four and BJ's two and about 18 or 20 folks that were just looking for a handout. I mean, they brought their zip top bags and filled up their bags with turkey and took it all home with them. And this year we looked around and we had about 50 of our folks there, and we were able to fix plates and take them down to the police department and feed those people. And we're in a shopping center, so we went to the other stores there in the shopping center, and we were able to feed all the employees there. And I went into the Advanced Auto Parts, and the guy who was working there actually said, "You know, we really appreciate you guys. It's great to know that there's a church that cares about the community." Yeah. And so folks are already noticing that we are that we're there, first
of all, and
noticing that we do care about the people who we live around. And that's one of our biggest goals as a church, is to make sure that we are making a difference in the community itself, and not really focused in on what's going on inside the church walls, but what's going on in town, where we can be a part of that and minister to the people in that way. And if they come to our church, that's great. And if not, we still get to
try
minister
to
them like Jesus would.
So. That's right. So you're just trying to love on the community of Athens, trying to help people find the Lord, trying to help them along. People could learn more about your church by going to cultivatechurch.org or cultivateathens.org. And so they could learn more about your activities. What else might people be able to do to support or to help Cultivate Athens?
Well, obviously, since we are a new work, we're still needing help financially. We are there through the Acts 1-8 program of Alabama.
Yes.
Alabama State Mission Board actually hired us, but it's also a joint project with North American Ministries. So we have supporters from outside the state as well that send their monthly support through North American Ministries. And if anybody wanted to do that, that's the best way to support us.
Okay.
Just send your support money into North American Ministries, earmarked for Joel Franks or for BJ Eaton or Cultivate Church, and we'll be able to use it then.
Excellent. And so you could learn more by going to the North American Free Will Baptist Ministries website. There's a picture of you, and there's also a link to the church website. Mm-hmm. How can we more effectively pray for you and your family and BJ and the rest there?
The most needed area of prayer, in my opinion, is that we would just stay encouraged when people don't do what they say they're going to do. And that's true in any church. There's every pastor faces that, every church worker faces that. We invite people to church and they say they're going to come and they don't come, and we can get pretty jaded with that sometimes, but we need to stay encouraged, knowing that those seeds that we plant do make a difference, and they will sprout and grow in time. But if they could pray that we would stay encouraged and stay joyful in that approach.
You it would be helpful. So if you've ever invited someone to church, you've probably had someone tell you they were coming and not. Imagine if you were in a church plant, you heard what it was like last Thanksgiving, and it's a remarkable turnaround after the launch. But it sure is harder, isn't it, when you're trying to start off and off to the ground. So we encourage folks to pray for you guys, to also be praying for Athens, pray that God will just continue to work there in that particular city and in that community. A lot of exciting things are happening. And would you like for them to remember your kids as well?
Pray for them. For sure. Pray for Jonathan and Michaela, and pray that they would be able to make friends. And being homeschooled children, they don't get the opportunity to make lots of friends. So when they do, they need to be able to take advantage of that so that they can make disciples.
That's right. If you go to fwbnam.com, you'll see when their birthdays are. You'll see when Joel and Melanie's anniversary is. That'd be another way to kind of remember them and spend time praying for them. And
she'll be happy to know that I remember it's 20 years next March.
That's right. Don't forget that. And so you might help, and you may remember that. Those of you listening, and send them a 20th anniversary card as well. Well, Joel, we just appreciate you stopping by and saying hello to us today. Let's all remember to pray for them and their ministry. And
if you're in Athens or you're going to Alabama, give us a ring and stop by and check out the facilities and get a picture, a visual of what's going on there. I believe it'll help you pray for us too when you see what God's doing there. He's blessed us with a great facility, and I don't know of very many church planters that have started out with a building as nice as what God's blessed us with. And so we would love to see your face if you could stop by and just say, hey, we're thinking of you guys.
Oh, that's great.
Give you a tour of the building, pray with you, and just let you see what's going on there.
That's great. So if you don't know, it's in the Huntsville, Alabama area.
Yes, sir.
It's in a suburb of that. So check them out from Tennessee. It's just
right
over
off
the
of I-65.
So. Excellent. Couldn't be any better. Well, thank you, my friend, for stopping in today.
Yes, sir.
God be with you and bless you.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for the prayers, and thank you for all the support.